Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So we open up Sweet 16 week. Terry Moore and Hoosiers, midweek 15.5-point underdogs for Friday night's matchup with top-ranked and unbeaten South Carolina in Albany, New York. The unbeaten 34-0 Gamecocks of Don Staley playing out of the Southeastern Conference, where they have the number one-ranked defense in all of the country, 31.7 field goals percentage against. Their scoring margin, number one nationally as well, almost 31 points a game.
I do think, and I've said this for a very long time, even before we won our national championship, the SEC prepares you to win national championships with how we guard, our ability to score. If you're able to score against the SEC, you're doing something pretty good. You're pretty disciplined to working your offense, because you're not going to always get your first or second option. So you got to be super disciplined to stay in the course.
Don Staley here in midweek. We'll see what kind of defensive plan they'll throw at Terry Moore and Hoosiers come 5 o'clock on Friday night. ESPN from the MVP Arena, Notre Dame and Oregon State, the other side of the bracket. Pacers back to work tonight. They're in Chicago. Mark Boylan is pregame at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, Monday night, Hoosier football coach Kurt Cignetti was in Simon Scott Assembly Hall cheering on Terry Moore's basketball Hoosiers, applauding the team's poise, its toughness in beating Oklahoma and making it to the Sweet 16. Tuesday morning, then, it was back to work. Spring practice number 3, the first padded practice inside the Rock, as the early feel for, well, who can do what in this Cignetti player development process continued its focus.
Once we went to the team periods, I thought there was good energy competition. I think we probably took a little step forward, although when we put the tape on, we'll see enough mistakes to cost you every game you're going to play. I think it's too early to make an assessment on a lot of guys that we don't have a history. I commend everybody on their effort up to this point. I think the guys, the whole team's trying really hard. I'm not disappointed in anybody. Let me put it that way. Probably be unfair for me to single out one guy that's really jumped out.
Player development numero uno on Kurt Cignetti's spring list, for sure. Connor Hickman, the former Panther, and Bradley Brave making a visit to Indiana this weekend. Khalil Ware, we wish you well, young man, going into the NBA draft. Pacers tonight in Chicago. Mark Boylan is pregame at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.